I don't know if you hear that or not, but that was a guest appearance from the neighborhood kitty cat. She was purring for you. Greetings. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet doing a thing called blogging before blogging ever existed. Wrote my first blog post in 1999. Go fuck yourself. Podcasting for 10 fucking years. 11 years this November will be 11 motherfucking years of podcasting. I don't give a fuck that you started a podcast. I don't care that you recorded your fourth episode last night. Don't give a fuck. Go fuck yourself. 11 motherfucking years of podcasting. Suck my balls. All right, now that I've got all that out of the way. Also, just throw this out. So I sign on the YouTubes today, and as you know, if you've been listening to the cast, YouTube banned my Stating the Obvious podcast videos in the United States because David Gilmour's song is in there. Well, I log on today, and now the Stating the Obvious podcast is no longer banned in the United States of America. So they're all back. However, because of David Gilmour's music, it's now unavailable. That's the politically correct word for banned. It is unavailable in something like 179 other countries. Again, look, YouTube, I don't give a shit. Do what you want to do. You're a corporation. You have to play nice. Other corporations, you got to play with other corporations. I get it. I don't give it. But make up your fucking mind. Am I banned in the United States and visible in the rest of the world? Or am I visible in the United States and banned on the rest of the planet? Just make up your fucking mind. I don't give a shit. All right. Let's talk about natural selection. My favorite thing. Okay, now envision this. You've got a four-way intersection, north, south, east, west, four-way intersection. And north and south on the intersection, in the middle of the road, there's also railroad tracks. Now, the railroad tracks in the actual intersection part where there's a stoplight are, the top of the tracks are level with the road. But of course, on each side of the railroad track, there's a groove so that the train wheel can stick down in there and everything. And so also, of course, so the track can be serviced. Okay. Four-way intersection. Railroad running north and south. It's got a stoplight. I'm at the intersection. I'm walking to the intersection. Two bicyclists. And let's get things in perspective. We all know I ride my bicycle everywhere. I'm a bicyclist. I'm all about bicycles. I'm always telling cars to fuck off and die, right? Learn to share the road, get out of the fucking bike lane, all that other shit, okay? We've established that. Good. Okay. Two bicyclists on the sidewalk when there's a perfectly good fucking road that they're supposed to be riding on the sidewalk, blow past me and out into the intersection where they proceed to go diagonal across the intersection. So what I mean by this is they're going from, say, for let's see, if we got my road is north-south and east-west, so they're going from the southeast corner of the intersection, the southeast block from that corner to the northwest. They're going diagonal across an intersection. Now, if, of course, there was no traffic coming, that would be fine. This is one of the busiest intersections in the vicinity of where I live. There's traffic coming from all fucking four directions, and somebody's got a green light. So when you go across the fucking intersection on your bicycle, diagonally, somebody's got a green light. Now, to make this even funnier, the first guy was a man, and the second chick was a bitch. which I guess if the first guy was a man, obviously the second chick was a bit, obviously. So it was a guy and his bitch. The guy takes off across, the bitch being, you know, dumber than shit, follows him because they do what they're told, which is good that they do. As she's going across the railroad track, her bicycle tires fall into the groove between the railroad track and the road in the middle of the intersection with oncoming traffic. And I was hoping like hell somebody would hit her and kill her before she reproduces and passes on her broken DNA. This, my friends, is a classic example of when natural selection should be kicking in. Now, and I'm on my bicycle, I come to an intersection. If there's no cars coming, sure, I'll blow across it, make a left-hand turn. I've made left-hand turns against red lights lots of times. When there's no other car anywhere in sight. But when there's cars, I'm not talking about one or two cars, there's cars backed up in all four fucking directions. The sun has gone down, all the cars have their lights on, you can fucking see them. They have lights on the front. It's real fucking obvious there's cars all around you. And neither of these bicyclists had a fucking light on their bicycle. Okay, this is the classic example of when natural selection should have kicked in and eliminated some DNA from the motherfucking gene pool. Unfortunately, she survived, and she'll probably make about 7 or 8 fucking welfare babies that I'll have to pay for. Cat, you're sitting on my clothes. Hey, psht. Hey, totally fucking ignore me. That's cool. That's my clean fucking shorts for tomorrow. Fuck. All right, fine. Cat hairs. So what's the big deal, right? Second thing I want to talk about today. Talking about stupid people. Okay. Talking about people who are going to fail. All right, so I get this email from a friend. And somebody, and there's a lot of circles about how all these people know each other. But all you need to know is there's a group of people who intermingle. One person in the group that intermingles, here's her situation. She's moving from one place to another. Her husband has some medical condition. He went to the hospital. I mean, he's not like dying. It's not like he's spurting blood or anything like that, but he's got to go to the hospital now and then. It's an existing thing. So he's in the hospital and he has a job. She has a job. They're married. I know that's patriarchy, but just hang with me. Both of them have an income. Both of them have jobs. Two fucking jobs. Remember, back in the evil 50s, in the days of patriarchy, only the man worked, and yet could afford a house and a car and vacations and all this other stuff. That was the evil patriarchy. See, now we've smashed the patriarchy, and we're smashing the binary, and we're letting the pedophiles run wild, because now, you see, now that we've established that homosexuals are born that way, see, the next step is to establish that pedophiles are born that way. This is a fact. You can call me whatever names you want to call me. The future will prove me right. It's already begun. There's already people out there saying that pedophiles are born that way. They can't help it, yada, yada, yada. This is eventually moving towards the legalization of pedophilia. And the excuse is going to be that they are born that way. They can't help it. So anyhow, back in the patriarchy days, only the man worked and they had plenty of money. Now, we got the man working, we got the woman working. I don't want to hear about medical costs because Obamacare passed. Everybody has affordable health care now. Obamacare is the fucking reality. I don't want to fucking hear about it. Obamacare fucking passed. Everybody has affordable health care. Everybody has fucking health care provided to them. Nobody has unbearable medical bills anymore. That doesn't fucking happen. If you think that's true, you hate black people because Obamacare fucking passed, all right? Now, two people, two incomes. They're moving from point A to point B, from one apartment to another apartment, what the fuck ever it is, a house to another house. Don't give a fuck. Something happened and they needed to hire people to move their possessions for them. This was going to cost $300. They didn't have $300. So an alert goes out amongst the group that intermingles via email that we need money. These people are in trouble. They need money. Can you donate anything? It'd be great. Now, because I'm an anarcho-capitalist, I believe in voluntarism. I believe in helping other people, unlike those of you who are statist. I threw in some money. I did. I threw in some money. But here's the question, though, I want to raise. How do you have two fucking people with jobs and between two employed people, you don't have $300 in case of an emergency? I mean, are you... What the fuck? I have $300 right now. I can pull out three $100 bills. I have thousands of dollars put aside for emergencies that I don't touch. I have money in banks. I have stashes of cash that I have not touched in five fucking years, since I put it there, 5 fucking years ago, have not touched it. I have at least $4,000 stashed in different places, some of it in cash, some of it in bank accounts, that I have not touched since I put it there 5 fucking years ago. Emergency money. I don't even have a full-time job. These two people with full-time jobs cannot cough up $300 to pay the people who are going to move their fucking possessions from point A to point B. What the fuck do you people spend your money on? Do you people have any fucking intelligence at all? When you people are dying in the street of starvation, or, you know, the next time I get this fucking email about, oh, we need money and shit, I'm just not sure I'm going to be this generous ever again with these people. Two fucking incomes. And you can't cough up 300 fucking bucks. Yet I guarantee you these people go out to eat on a regular basis. They have brand new cars. They got a bunch of expensive furniture. You people out there need to fucking figure out how to manage your finances and stop being so goddamn helpless.